Well, we're going to have some excitement today. This is not going to be the sermon that you're used to hearing. I can't hardly wait. You know, we keep hearing about this being the time of the end. And I'm going to show you without a shadow of a doubt this morning, even in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, that Jesus is coming soon. I can't hardly wait to tell you. There's things going on that you probably don't even know about. But I'm going to take a few minutes for some preliminaries. Adventist World Radio is not just a local broadcast. It's worldwide. A lot of times you think of Adventist World Radio just being in Guam. But we have 11 giant transmitters that we lease all over the world. We have one transmitter that we're leasing that's 500,000 watts. I tell you, when they turn on a little shortwave radio like this, we don't have to advertise in newspapers. This thing almost stands up and dances up and down. 500,000 watts. I can't hardly wait to tell you how this little radio even floats through the air. It's designed to get things through the air, but I'm going to share with you how a radio like this floats in the air. So children, you listen real carefully. When I tell the children's story, they like to hear that, so you listen for that. I notice a lot of you looking out at the literature on the table. I didn't bring it here for you to look at. I brought it here for you to take home. I mean, there's a lot of good mission stories in there. Some of the stories that I'm going to tell, people wanted me to get it in a book form. We have it out there now. So take it home, and then you can check me out to see if I told it right, okay? You won't be disappointed. We broadcast in 80 languages now. We used to start in just with a few, and we found out things were happening. And now we're up to 80, and we have 70 studios all over the world. So when people write in, it's like a local broadcast. We want to get 100 languages as soon as we can. And we're working on that as fast as we can. As funds come in, that's what we'll be doing. I want you to hold this card up here, if I can get a hold of it. And I want to see if you got it. How many of you got this card? I want you to look at this card and mark what you want. It's all free of charge. But down next to the bottom, where it says financial benefits and annuities, the General Conference has now set up a program so you can get 8% or even 10% interest on your funds. And that's a blessing to you, and it's a blessing to Adventist World Radio. If you put your name and your address on there, we'll get you the information. Something happened this week in the Sutherland Church. The General Conference, I'm in a different church every Sabbath. I travel constantly. There's no let up. And I have to tell them which church I'm going to be speaking at. And when I mention the Sutherland, Oregon Church, last Tuesday morning, they set up a special time to pray that you'd have a special blessing this morning as I'm speaking. Isn't that nice? Also, besides that, the General Conference President, Dr. Ben Schoen, he showed me his watch and how the timer goes off when I'm speaking. And he said, you tell the people in Sutherland, as you're speaking, I'm praying. Isn't that wonderful? I'm going to give you an 800 telephone number so you can thank the people at the General Conference for their prayers. And if you're a little hesitant, you don't want to talk to somebody you don't know, do it this weekend, because we have our telephones set back in Washington, D.C., so they're recording your voice, and you can thank them for their prayers and tell them anything else you'd like to mention. The telephone number is 1-800-337-4297. Now, I know you also have it on that little white card, but I want you to give that white card back to me so I'm an Indian giver, and I'll collect them at the door on your way out. It's 1-800. We had some countries that we'd been broadcasting to, and finally we sent some missionaries in. And one man said, you know, you've been talking about Jesus coming, and if he's coming, I'm going to sit right down here and wait for him. You know, we smile about that, but they're serious. They've never heard before. Another man said, you know, I don't think Jesus lives in my community. I've never heard of him. And we smile at that. But I think right now, if you listen closely, you'll hear an echo. Listen at right now.
Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story.
That's what we do every day. We tell the story of Jesus. I'd like to open the scriptures this morning to Matthew 24, verse 14. Matthew 24, verse 14. We're hearing a lot about this today. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Along with that, Acts 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses to me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And that's what we do with Adventist World Radio, is talk to the uttermost part of the earth. Psalms 2, verse 8. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. I want to take you to a few countries to start with, kind of get you informed. I'm here for two reasons. Number one, to thank you for what you've done. And number two is to inform you what's happening. A lot of times, you know, we give our offerings to the missions and we never hear the results. Well, that's what I'm here for, is to try to tell you. And it is exciting. I had one president tell me, Al, of all the mission projects we've had, Adventist World Radio is bringing in more souls than anything we've ever done. How many of you have been watching Adventist World Radio on 3ABN and ATN? Good, there's quite a few hands. And we have some new series coming up here right away. Well, Somalia is where I want to take you first. Somalia is a little country on the east coast of Africa. And we realized we hadn't been speaking in Somalia. You've been hearing Somalia on the news, how they're hijacking ships and so forth. And so we tried and tried to get someone that could speak the Somalian language, because we found out that's important. We have to get somebody that speaks the language and that dialect. We've been broadcasting over 40 years and we've learned that. But we couldn't find anyone that could speak the Somalian language. So, at one of our worldwide board meetings in Washington, there was about 40 of us there representing different countries of the world. And one of the vice presidents of the General Conference stood up and he said, I'm going to entertain a motion that we hire a non-Adventist. That made some of us pretty nervous. How did we know that he'd even speak the script if we couldn't understand him? But we went ahead and voted on it and held our breath, and a few weeks went by, and that young man that we hired, he said, how do I become a Seventh-day Adventist? Praise the Lord, we knew that he'd been reading. Then we got to thinking about it. We hired four others, and all four of those are a member of your worldwide church this morning. I have said for years, if we could just get the attention of people on the street with a beautiful message that we have, we'd have multitudes in. There'll be a way, and I have a plan, and I'm going to share that with you a little later on. It's working in some of the churches, and I hope you'll try it here. Let me take you to Madagascar. Madagascar, as you well know your geography, is a long, narrow island off the southeast corner of Africa. When we started broadcasting there, you don't know if anybody's listening or not. When you're standing behind a microphone, you have no way of knowing. But we went with faith, and a few weeks went by, and there was a group of people on the south end of the island that had been listening to Adventist World Radio. And they got pretty excited. They wanted to join the church. But they didn't know where the church was. So they made big posters and put big letters on, where is the Seventh-day Adventist Church? And, you know, they took those posters out along the highway and started parading up and down the highway. Pretty soon a car came by. And he stopped and he said, what is going on here? And they told him, well, we've been listening to Adventist World Radio, and we'd like to go to church, but we don't know where it is. Well, he said, that's interesting. I'm the head elder from the church. And I was just on my way, but there's too many of you for me to take you to church. So he took them under a shade tree along the side of the highway, and they had their first church service. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm happy to tell you this morning, because of Adventist World Radio now, we have several large churches, and they're growing fast in Madagascar. And thank you for the part you had in that. I want to take you to a country that I don't really like to talk about, and you'll find out why. North Korea. We found out in North Korea, it's a country that's persecuting people more than any other country in the world. And we didn't know that until we got this story. We use mainly shortwave radio. A lot of people say, Al, why do you use shortwave radio? Nobody in the United States listens to shortwave, hardly anybody. Well, the reason we do is because we had the British Broadcasting Company take a survey, and there's over a billion, not million, but a billion and a half shortwave listeners in the 1040 and the 1030 degrees above the equator, where two-thirds of the world's population lives. That's why we broadcast mainly on shortwave. And we're going into countries that don't have any electricity. We're going into countries that have never heard of television. So Adventist World Radio is going into those countries, and it's going leaps and bounds. Wait till you hear. In North Korea, we decided we'd like to have some more shortwave radios in their country. They have some shortwave radios, but we wanted to get more. Somebody got a good idea. They'd tie a hot air balloon on a little radio like this, and they had tied some food down because those people are hungry, and they watched them go up in the air. I told that story not long ago, and a man came up to me and he said, I'm so thankful you told that story. He said, I was there when they sent those balloons up with those radios. He said, I watched them go out of sight, and I wondered if we'd ever hear anything from them. Well, listen to this story. Way down far deep in the heart of North Korea, there was an army officer in his uniform on duty. Bingo! Here comes a radio right in front of his face. He grabs it, and he's glad to get the food, too. And then he started listening, and he realized that his government had been brainwashing him. And so he decided to go absent without leave, and he took off his uniform, disguised himself, and he went into China. Bad news is, he hadn't been in China very long until he got caught. And they brought that poor man back to North Korea, and they beat on that man's body for several days. And then they handcuffed him, and they put him on a train, and they were going to kill him in a large city publicly. The train happened to slow down, and he was able to jump out. It took him 3 days to get those handcuffs off because his body was so swollen. Finally, he got them off, and he went into China again, but this time he learned his lesson. He didn't stay there very long. He got a fake passport. He went to South Korea, and they interrogated him for a long time, you can imagine. But they found out he was for real. And now the good part of this story, now he's broadcasting to his people. Praise the Lord. I'm going to take you to my favorite country, North Vietnam. The reason I say it's my favorite country is because we're getting more baptisms from North Vietnam than any country in the world. I don't have time to give you all the details this morning. if you want to come out at 5 o'clock tonight, right here, I'll tell you the rest of the story. There's a lot that I'm going to have to leave out this morning, and it gets pretty exciting. In North Vietnam, we tried to get a speaker from that country, and we looked and looked, and we couldn't find one. Until finally, we went to Andrews University. We found a young man that had just graduated, and now he was a pastor. And I'm going to tell you tonight how he became a pastor. I'm going to tell you tonight how he is responsible of having more people baptized than any person I've ever heard of or seen. I had a chance to sit down alongside of this young man, and I asked him a lot of questions. I said, you know how it is when you tell a story and time it's repeated and it gets back to you, you don't even recognize it. And I said, I don't want that to happen. I want to tell it just the way it is. And I was doing fine until I got to the point, and I was so excited that we had approximately 45,000 people in North Vietnam that were listening to Adventist World Radio. I mean, that's exciting. He said, Al, that isn't right. Oh, I felt terrible. I should have seen the gleam in his eye. I said, well, tell me the way it is. He said, we had a survey recently, and it's over 1 million people in North Vietnam that are listening to Adventist World Radio. Now, they're not all baptized yet, but I'm going to show you tonight at 5 o'clock how we baptize those people. We have to do it secretively because that's a communist country and they kill Christians. I'll show you how we baptize them, and that's exciting in itself. And then I want to tell you how this young man become a pastor. It's fantastic. You want to hear that tonight at 5 o'clock. I'll tell some other mission stories too, so you won't be disappointed. Well, when I sat down and interrogated him, he told me, he said, Al, I started getting so many letters. He said, I just had to go back in my country. And he said, it's very dangerous. The government of North Vietnam is trying to kill him. I said, how do you know that? Well, he said, one time I announced publicly that I was going back to my country. And he said, when that plane landed in North Vietnam, he said there was an army brigade with their rifles all cocked, ready to mow him down. Of course, he disguised himself and he went on a different flight. I said, how do you do that? He said, Al, I can't even tell you that. And so I said, okay. But this time he said, and I'm going to tell you tonight how he is broadcasting from Los Angeles, California. And I'm going to show you how he broadcast instantly the speed of light from Los Angeles to our transmitters and then to North Vietnam. You don't want to miss that. He told me that he got a letter from a lady that said, please, please, she was so persistent in her letter, please come and help us. Well, that was fine. He was willing. But there was a problem. The only thing she had on her letter was her name. No address. That young man was determined he would try to find her. He went all over. And he couldn't find her. And it was time to go back to his home in Los Angeles. He'd rented a motorbike. And he sat on his motorbike and he prayed for the power of the Holy Spirit to find that lady. But then he did something else. He said, thank you, Jesus. I know you're going to. Thank you. Started his motorbike up, started right up. He went up a hill on a gravel road, and the motorbike stopped right in front of a house that was on a hill. He tried and tried to get it going. It wouldn't run. He looks in the gas tank. There's plenty of gas. So he finally just gave up. He pushed his motorbike up to the house, went up and knocked at the door, and a lady came out, and he said, "I'm sorry to bother you, but my motorbike broke down. May I leave it here so I can go get some help?" "Well, of course you can," she said. She said, "Wait a minute, what are you doing?" He couldn't tell her what he was doing. He didn't know if she was a government informer. And she couldn't ask him any questions, and he couldn't ask her. They weren't getting any place. Finally, he remembered his prayer. He pulled out the letter. He says, "I'm looking for the lady that wrote this letter." She looked down at the letter, and she said, "Well, what are you going to do with that lady?" Now he was in real problems. Well, he said, "I came from Adventist World Radio to help that lady." She grabbed him with both arms, pulled him in the house, and she said, "I'm the one that wrote that letter." And when he went into that house, he found, and I'll take you back to that house in a minute and tell the rest of the story, but I'm going to take you right here to Sutherland for a few minutes. I know what it's like to have evangelism. I've worked in evangelism several years. And you knock at the door, and people take your literature and smile, and you never see them. Others will take your literature and throw it away. And you end up in evangelistic meetings, and you have just a few come. I know what it's like. I'm going to suggest this time that you do it again, and this time pray for the power of the Holy Spirit. You can't tell me there's not people honest in heart here in your community that are looking for a church that keeps all the Bible, like the Seventh-day Adventist Church. You can't tell me that Jesus won't help you find them. He will. Try it. Let me take you back into that house. In that house, he found out there was six people that had been praying and fasting for 3 days. While he was knocking, they were praying. Isn't that something? And then he found out the rest of the story. Remember in the letter, she said, "Please come and help us." He found out there was 1,200 other people wanting to be baptized. And I'm going to show you tonight how we baptize those people secretively. You don't want to miss the meeting tonight at 5 o'clock. Are you ready for some excitement? All the disasters we're hearing on the radio, and we're being told that the earthquakes are coming our direction, and they will. But I'm going to show you this morning how the World Seventh-day Adventist Church is now showing that Jesus is coming soon. Now, I don't want you to go away this morning and say that Al said this happened all over the world. Listen carefully. It only happened in North Vietnam, in one of our big cities there. Are you ready? Hang on. The whole Southern Baptist system have now joined us. Isn't that something? We were told this was going to happen. The whole Southern Baptist system in Hanoi have now joined us. If there's someone this morning that's discouraged, if there's someone this morning that you really wonder if the Seventh-day Adventist Church is a church to belong to, listen to this story. We had six different countries that we couldn't go into. They're Muslim countries, and there was no way of communication between these. There's no telephones, and we went into those countries. But listen how we went into them. We heard that some were keeping the Sabbath. But we didn't know how many, and we wanted some of the details. So we sent two men in. Now, this story I'm telling you, we tried to write to as many people as we could and tell about it, and it's also on some of the books out here, so you can follow through with it this afternoon. These six countries, we took these two men in, and one of them got shot and killed. The General Conference told me, Al, when you tell this story, please, please don't tell what country it is. Because people make recordings, and these recordings get sent all over the world. And we don't want any more disasters, and that's why. I said, well, then don't even tell me. So if people try to get me out privately, I can't tell them, because I don't know. And they agreed to that. One of these men got shot and killed, but the other one got through, and he came back with this story. He said he went up to the leader of the certain country, and he said, I understand some of you are keeping the Sabbath. No, he said, that isn't right. Well, he said, tell me about it. What's going on? He said, we're all keeping the Sabbath. What? What's going on here? How did that happen? And he told this story. Two tall men came in with a halo around their head. And they handed us a shortwave radio. And they showed us where to tune in Adventist World Radio and the time and the frequency. And he said, we started listening to Adventist World Radio. And that's why we're keeping the Sabbath. We got pretty excited when these angels, by the way, he said, I went to turn to talk to those two men with a halo around their head. I was going to ask them some questions, and they disappeared right in front of me. The typical angel, isn't it? You know, we were told at the time of the end that even the angels will help us. That's going on right now. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. Just wait for time and you'll hear more stories. Keep praying. Keep being faithful, because Jesus is coming soon. Tonight at 5 o'clock, I'm going to tell you how when I got back off of one of my trips, there was an article written in the Guidepost magazine about me, and a pastor near Providence, Rhode Island, contacted me and wanted to know if I'd come and speak in his Sunday Baptist church. Well, I took him up on that, and tonight I'm going to tell you what happened back there. That's exciting, too. So don't miss the 5 o'clock meeting. Don't worry about it. I'm well educated that I'm supposed to only speak 20 minutes because that's all your mind can hold. But tonight at 5 o'clock, I promise you I'll speak longer than 20 minutes, and it'll be worth your while to come. I think we'll just stand and we'll have the benediction. Tonight we'll also have questions and answers. I'm sure some of you have questions now, but we won't do that this morning. Our kind Father in heaven, I know how excited you must be getting ready to come back for your family. Help us to be faithful and help us to tell others that Jesus is coming soon. Thank you, and bless each one of us for Jesus' sake. Amen.